Welcome to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela and this is Local First. The Casbah Springs Community Association announced that there will be two free screening clinics, one for hearing and one for heart disease, taking place at the Casbah Springs Community Center. Residents of Casbah Springs and Ward 20 will be given priority when signing up. Everyone interested has to register online, by email or by phone, for the hearing clinic at agingwell@arwa.ca or by phone at 343-331-6-1819, and for the heart clinic at 1m@arwaheart.ca or by phone at 613-696-7071. I reached out to Dr. Monica Brewer, member of the Casbah Springs Community Association, to find all the details about these two free screening clinics.
Well, these are programs that were already established and have been done in other areas around Ottawa. So they were looking for locations to mainly reach people to do screening. And it's Ottawa Public Health started looking at this, and then they made an association with the Eastern Ottawa Resource Center and Aging Well Ottawa, which are different groups that came together to put the hearing one. And for the heart one, it's also Ottawa Public Health, but the Eastern Ottawa Resource Center, but this time they use the University of Ottawa Heart Institute as well. So these are collaborations starting, I think, from public health and then using other groups to put together screening programs for people. They approached us at the Casbah Springs Community Association, Reginbald Goyette, saying, are you interested in running these clinics? Because they've ran them in other places and they were successful. So we said, yes, we would be. I can tell you the dates for both. Hearing one is on September the 3rd of this year, 2026, from 9:30 to 4:30. And the heart one is on October the 6th, so a month and 3 days later.
Is there a deadline for signing up? It's an online sign up, right?
Yeah, it's online. And you register with the organizers and they will try to give priority to people that live in this area around Carlsbad Springs and Ward 20. So basically looking at people in this area. And then if there's not enough appointments, they'll take other people that have registered maybe to other programs and didn't get a chance. They will be offered to come to Carlsbad and have the screening done there. So the heart screening is actually for everybody. They're looking for anybody that's an adult, so 18 and up. And it's a screening program, so it's not for people who already have heart disease and have heart doctors looking after that. It's for people who don't think they have any heart disease but would like to make sure that they don't have risk factors. So for the people that are 18 and up, they will do an assessment through a blood test, which is just going to be a needle prick of the finger. So just one drop of blood like people do for sugar testing if you're a diabetic. So that kind of thing. And that will look for types of cholesterol. They'll do a blood pressure and a lot of questions about family and lifestyle and your height and weight, that kind of thing that would put you at risk. And then they'll do, if people are over 65, they will also be offered a cardiogram, and what's, I think, very interesting as well is a heart ultrasound looking for valvular disease. The two valves of the heart, the mitral and the aortic valve, sometimes have calcium that blocks the valves from working properly, and that causes eventually heart failure. And it's a silent kind of disease that is only picked up sometimes very late. So if you know that your valve is not working, it's a small procedure to fix that, and it would prevent your heart from getting damaged from valvular disease of the heart. So that's a very worthwhile test to do to the older people over 65. But even the younger people, especially if they don't have a doctor and they haven't had their blood pressure or blood work, these assessments can be useful. And then there will also be information on diet and exercise and treatments for blood pressure and ways of getting treatment that will be offered to people with higher risk. So this is the idea of screening, is people that don't have any reason to believe they have heart disease, but you can sometimes pick up things before they show disease. You can prevent more damage later if you can pick up the problem before. And so the cardiogram and the ultrasound are very helpful to that, as well as the blood test for cholesterol. Maybe some people have not had their cholesterol tested, or may not in a long time. That would be a useful thing. And there's many people walking around that have high blood pressure and have no idea. So to have that assessed is also useful. Yes. For the heart one, they want you to use a QR code, but if you have a computer or whatever, their phone numbers and yes. email you can use. So you just tell them you're interested in going in October the 6th to Carlsbad Springs Community Center, and they'll give you an appointment. They do not want people to come without an appointment, because mm-hmm. they want to spend time with each person, and if there's too many people, then they can't do a good job. We'll probably post it around different places to let people know, like they coming into the center for something else, they'll see it there. And they can contact Carlsbad Springs Community Association. We'll send them the poster if they would like that. That would be another way of doing that. We're going to put it in the communique, which is a quarterly letter that we sent to people that are signed up. We're trying to let as many people as possible know that this is available. And they could potentially register for both programs if they're interested in getting their hearing tested. They've noticed that maybe they're not hearing as well, or they think maybe they need a hearing aid. This is a nice, reliable way to get your hearing tested, to see if you qualify for more detailed testing. So it probably is more of a screening test, and then you would be sent to a place where they would do another assessment to see what kind of hearing aid would be best for you. In the future, they're looking at doing more of these things. And if you do call and register and they don't have room for you, we will probably repeat it again in a couple of months if there's a lot of people wanting it. They have money to do these around the city, so they can put on another day. If people cannot come in September or October because they're away or whatever, then they can register, or they can go to another screening clinic, maybe in Orleans or some other place that's not too far. So there'll be other opportunities. This is why they want you to register online, because if it doesn't work out that you can come, then they at least can send you more information to make sure that you do get screened. Other things that are possible that we're looking at, other health interventions that might be helpful for people, that would be good, like, information on what kind of fitness would be good for older people, including certain types of exercises and other types of interventions that are health, like, for instance, something on immunizations and what kind of shots people should get and the risk of getting certain diseases. All the things that you can do that makes you age better and be more mobile and not get sick. So there are many things that can be done to prevent. And there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that their family doctor is very busy, or they don't have a family doctor. So those people really benefit from these clinics, because if heart disease is detected, they will refer you to a heart doctor from the Heart Institute. So you won't be left without follow-up. You will get the proper connection to get treatment for whatever problem is identified. And when things are identified early, then you have a good chance that maybe a small thing can be done to prevent a more serious stroke or heart attack, or other types of problems that can occur later in life from not having these things detected. One of my first questions was, what do we do if we find somebody that needs help, maybe has heart disease and they didn't realize, they thought they were short of breath because they were overweight or something, and then mm-hmm. we realize their heart isn't pumping correctly. What do we do with those people, you know, because you really can't go to emergency room unless you know you have an emergency. They will connect you with the proper care.